Introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You've heard of a switch hitter in baseball. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan has found a young man who's a switch pitcher.
It's good. That dropped a little bit. That had good movement.
Juan Perez's son, Ryan, is quite a pitcher. The Elgin, Illinois high schooler is a left-hander and a right-hander, too. And he knows opposing players aren't sure what to make of it.
I see him laughing, joking around over there in the other dugout when I'm warming up.
And other coaches, too.
Yes. You got two players with a number nine, and he was serious.
His dad says Ryan Perez is seriously good.
Fastball, the changeup, the curve, and a slider on both sides.
And the fact that he tops 90 miles an hour, righty and lefty, has baseball scouts drooling. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Some unusual pets at a home in East Austin, Texas. Experts have removed a hive that was inside the walls and held as many as a quarter million bees. A friend says the homeowner apparently wasn't bothered by bees, but began worrying her baby son might get stung, so she called in the pros. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1270, The Buzz.
The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview, and we want to go ahead and give away some more tickets to the Pioneer if you want to go tonight. 823-1920. He was a funny guy, Dwight.
Yeah.
He had his whole routine ready to roll. He's going to be funny.
But he didn't think I could be funny. I could tell by the look on his face.
Did that bother you? Did that bother you?
I can tell the best elephant jokes.
Well, you're not here to be a comedian.
That's true.
Yes. So don't worry about it. 823-1920. If you'd like to go to the
Why
show tonight,
am I here?
Pioneer
Underground. For political expertise, right?
Yes, it's for political expertise. And because you're just so defiant with your attitude, it's just great. Gives us a broader perspective of things. See there? Now there's a call right there. If you'd like to go to the, we'd like to get some more tickets. Got to get some people in there tonight because it's going to be a great show. And it is Saturday night. I mean, it's the middle of summer. It's going to be a beautiful evening. If you haven't laughed in a while, this is a great time because Wayne loves to make you his guest. 823-1920 if you'd like to go tonight to the Pioneer on Wayne and see some comedy. He's got some great comedians
in there. I had a good time there last Saturday.
Yeah, you went and saw Denny Johnston.
We were there with Steve Aussie and his wife.
Wow.
We laughed.
Did you laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite the foursome, I'm sure.
It's a great place for comedy.
It is, really, it is. I'm so glad that Wayne has brought that down here. They were doing it at the Biltmore for a while up in Lake. I think he still has the comedy club up there. I mean, you got to laugh. You just got to laugh, especially in these days. And it's not expensive. $10 in advance if you go online and get the tickets. And if you show up at the door, it's $15.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And they have a full bar in there. They have everything you could want. So, you know. Have
it's
a good
important
time.
To you, huh, Jay?
Important, let me tell you, when you get out. It's important. Don't forget it. Well, we're waiting for Mary to get here. Mary Bennett is supposed to be joining me, Bruca Theater. She's the guru over there, and they've got their big Greek month going on.
So what does that mean, Greek month?
Well, it's all the Greek scary. The Greek performances.
Okay.
Yeah, all the Greek.
Serious plays.
And stuff. Serious. Well, it's a lot of comedy, too. Oedipus the King, the Medea Project. They've got it all going on over there. I love the Bruca. You ever been there?
I thought this was going to be your segue into the gay thing in California.
No, I'm going to get there in a minute. Give me a chance. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. They are. You know, I was just reading right here, Governor Jerry Brown. We'll just kill some time here till Mary gets here. Governor Brown has signed, what, Greek, and it reminds you of being gay?
It took you a while for that to sink in, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I'm going to just sit here count.
So I don't know if they're
how long before it dawns
necessarily either. Gay, just because they all men played females in the plays. I mean, that's just the way it was back then. Hmm. Okay, getting to it then. Good segue. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill making California the first state in the nation to add lessons about gay and lesbians to social studies classes in public schools. Now, Brown, of course, he's a Democrat. He signed a very landmark-ish bill, for sure, requiring public schools to include the contributions of people who are gay, lesbians, bisexual, and transgender in social studies curriculum. Now, where does it say you need to tell everybody in social studies what sex a person, what their sexual preference is?
It's just
I'm not
absurd.
Getting this, to be honest
it's
with
like
you.
It's like you have to be a busybody to be a legislator. Why don't they just stay out of our business?
Well, they're trying to please everybody. That's the problem.
So where are you going to limit this? Now, do you have to mention, you know...
Well, they've always had to mention women now. I mean, now, we've got to mention women. That took a while.
How about men with hazel eyes? Do we have to mention them in every history course?
Africans, Americans, Mexican-Americans, entrepreneurs. Now, what's that got to do with it either? Asian-Americans, European-Americans, American Indians...
And they have to start in kindergarten telling the kindergartners who was gay in history.
And nobody cares what their sexual preference is.
Nobody.
Is my point.
Let's let the history teacher decide what was historical and what to teach. Not some
it's insane.
Dumb legislators in Sacramento.
Well, I don't understand that. Like I said, he's just trying to please everybody.
The same week in Cambridge, Massachusetts, they've decided to pay the gay employees of the city more money than the heterosexual employees.
No. Well, that's
seriously.
Discrimination.
No, it's not. They have a justification.
What is it?
It's a lame justification.
Well,
but they
lay it
say
on me.
Because they don't get the same tax benefits as a married couple, then the gay couples are paying more in taxes, so they're going to give them a raise so they can pay their taxes.
Why don't they just give them retro?
So now
tax
I guess we
relief.
Have to comb through all the city employees and find out who's not getting the same tax benefits.
Well, they're all going to be stepping up now.
No, really.
Dang it, I'm not getting mine. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm a single, you know, this comedian was a single father. He's not getting the married tax benefits. Do we have to give him a raise now?
Was he heterosexual, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
The bill has drawn a lot of criticism from some churches. Oh, duh. Conservative groups, and they argue that such instruction would expose students to a subject that some parents find objectionable. Blah, 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 blah. Republican lawmakers who oppose the bill have called it a well-intentioned bill.
Ugh, I don't even call it that. Do
some
you?
Raise concerns.
Do you think it's well-intentioned?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, now they're going to put an age on. They want to decide what age requirement before they can implement it.
You know, the Speaker of the California Assembly is gay. That's where this bill came from. That's why it was supported. Nobody dares go against the Speaker of the Assembly. So
he wants his tax breaks. That's what he wants. No, it's a matter of trying to please everybody. They're just trying to cash in on everybody.
How do you even bring that up in kindergarten?
What does it matter? That has to do with your sexual preference. It doesn't have to do with your color of your skin, your ethnic background. It doesn't have anything to do with your gender. It has to do with your sexual preference. You don't teach that in
school. It's not important.
You shouldn't be putting in the social studies book, well, gay Mr. Thomas. I mean, they don't know who was all gay. They're going to have to change all the history books because there were plenty of them back there.
I'm just trying to figure out who are you going to mention in kindergarten? What kind of people are they talking about? Like
your first grade teacher?
Mr. Rogers? I mean, who are they talking about?
Oh, good point. Good point. We just found out about that now, didn't we?
We think Bert and Ernie have a thing going on.
Bert
we just want to mention that to you.
Yeah.
During
big,
nap time.
Big Bird.
What?
That's just gonna
it's crazy.
Kill kids. That's just crazier and crazy.
But it's California, so you kind of expect it.
It's nuts. Jerry Brown, stop it. He must be a closet case. He wants his tax
Meanwhile,
breaks, too.
Meanwhile, everybody's leaving the state.
What are you flagging me for in there, Sean?
Oh, Sean.
Oh, hey, yes. How would you know that, Sean? Okay. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. I don't know what's going to happen. You're with Broadview, 1270, The Buzz.
1270, The Buzz.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans at just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount...
At Reno Dodge, we're putting deals out there that'll save you up to $11,000 and more. We should be setting off fireworks all this month.
Listen to this. During the summer clearance event at Reno Dodge, you can pick up a 2011 Dodge Avenger for just $18,000, even. A Ram 2500 Cummins diesel. Sale priced at only $36,000.